Chof Alef Ir, Rav Eliezer Wolfenschlitter.
Oh, good morning, everybody. The Pasuk in this week's Sedra states, with regards to the brachas that Hashem will give us when we keep the Torah, your threshing will overtake the harvesting, your harvesting will overtake the sowing, you will eat your fill of bread and dwell securely in your land. Rashi tells us, a famous Rashi, you will eat your bread to satisfaction, you will eat a small amount and it will be blessed inside you. So this is the bracha that we'll be able to eat just a small amount and we'll feel satisfied with that small amount. So the hafla in the Ponim Yafos, Pinchas Levi Horowitz, he explains the famous Gemara in brachas. Omru Malachi Asharas Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachi Asharas said before Hashem, Rabbeinu Shleilam, Master of the world, Kasu B'Sarazach has written in your Torah, Asher or Yosef Onim Elokach Shoichad. You don't favor people, you don't take bribery, but you show favoritism to Israel, as it's written, Yis Hashem Pana Veilecha. You will favor, you will show your, turn your face towards the Jewish people, you will give them shalom. Omlahem, Hashem said to the Malachi Asharis, Israel, do they not deserve my favoritism, my special favor? Because I've written for them in the Torah, you shall eat, you shall be satisfied, and then you shall bench. Yet, they, the Jewish people, are medactic on themselves to make birchas hamazon already from the earlier stage, to be mechayev themselves, midrabanon, already from a kezayis or a kebetza. So the Ponim Yafos explains the two parts of the pasuk in the following way. It says, v'achaltem lach b'chem l'soiva, v'shavtem l'avetach b'aretzchem. You will eat satisfaction to a state of the savata. You will already be satisfied from a very small amount, because you will be able to eat a kima, a small amount, and you'll already be satisfied, you'll be satiated from that small amount. Even less than a kezayis. So, if that's the case, you'll already get to the shiur severe, which is the doraisa, the biblical level of birchas hamazon, from just eating a small amount. So if that's the case, then we don't then deserve any special favor from Hashem. Because already, if we're mekayim in the mitzvahs of the Torah, we'll be able to eat a small amount, and it'll be mesbach b'me'ov. Then we'll get to that level of the doraisa level of benching, already from a small amount. So if that's the case, we're already chayim midoraisa. So in that case, we shouldn't be zoicha to the brachas from Hashem. Therefore, the pasuk continues, v'shavtem lovetach ba'aretzchem. Even so, Hashem will give us the brachas of shalom. You will still dwell securely in your land. Hashem will still give us that bracha, even though we haven't gone above and beyond the chiyuv midaraisa, because we were already chayuv without having gone anything above and beyond. But hadra gusha l'duchta, the question is, if we're not going lifnei mishur hasadin, then we shouldn't be zoicha to shalom. We're only zoicha to shalom. Yis Hashem pana veilecha v'yasim l'cha shalom. Hashem said to Malachi Asher, it's because we're doing something which is over and above what we have to do. We're being Mekayim a chiyuv of benching on something which is even more than we have to do, even on a kezayis. But over here, if we're already getting to the shiur severe, which is daraisa, then we're not being lifnim mishur sadin. So we shouldn't be zoicha to shalom. So how then are we zoicha to this bracha? So the Chasam Sofer in Teshuvas, Orachaim, Teshuvah Mem Ches, he says, that even though with all mitzvahs, where it says a Shia Achila, that Shia Achila is normally a Kazayas. Nevertheless, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, the Shia to be Chayav for Birchas HaMazon is severe, when you're satisfied. V'achalta v'savalta. Shall eat and be satisfied, and then you have the chiyuv of Birchas HaMazon. With this, he explains the Gemara that we just quoted from Brachos. Hashem says, Amalehem, should I not show favor to the Jewish people? It's written, Machanus Avata, and then Medakdik on themselves, Ad Kazayas Ad Kibetza. So, what's the meaning that they are Medakdik Ad Kazayas Ad Kibetza? If you have a look at that Gemara, the posh pshat of that Gemara, it's quite hard to understand. Their medakdik ad kezayis ad kebetza. It should say from a kezayis, from a kebetza, the mechanus of midrabanan even less than the kedei sevir. What does it mean ad kezayis ad kebetza? So it means that even though we are already satisfied because we ate less than the kezayis ad kebetza because it's misbarach b'meyav, we're keeping the mitzvahs of the Torah. Even so, we keep on eating ad kezayis ad kibitza above and beyond what we've already done to be mekayim the chiyuv midaraisa. Even though we already got there, we carry on eating ad kezayis ad kibitza. Why? We don't want to be over suffered bracha levatala. We keep on eating. So that's why with zeicha to the nesias ponim Hashem gives us. Because we keep on eating ad kezayis ad kebetza. Even though we were satisfied with a small amount, we keep on eating. But the question is, maybe we'll discuss for a few minutes, if we are severe with less than a kezayis, and there is a chiv to bench on less than a kezayis, according to the Chasam Sofer and the Haflah, that when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it's dependent on severe, on being satisfied. So what then are you doing by continuing to eat ad kezayis ad kebetza? What more are you doing? You already got to the deraisa. So Rav Nosson Kishtetni in Lahoiras Nosson, he answers, since it says in the Torah, v'achalta v'savalta, so it's not just a severe that you have to get to in order to be chayav for Birchas HaMazon. You also need Shia Achila. You need both. The Haflah and the Chasam Sofer, it's a very big chiddush what they're saying, that is only dependent on severe. According to many poskim, most poskim, you also need an Achila. It's true that when it's misparach v'meyav, you may feel satisfied, but since you haven't got to the Shia Achila, which is only reached when you eat a kezayis, you also should eat that amount. You need to get to that threshold of an achila, of a kezayis, in order to be chayav midaraisa. Even midaraisa, you need both elements, both ingredients. So maybe we'll come back to it in a moment. Yeah. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva Eger in Teshuvas, Kuf Ayin Vav. He's mistapik about a cotton. A cotton who ate just before Nacht on the night of his bar mitzvah. So he ate a shear severe, and then it became night, he's now bar mitzvah, he's now chayim midaraisa. So in a case where the food hasn't been nisakil, it hasn't been digested, so he's still satisfied. Rabbi Akiva Eger paskens that even if he benched before as a katan, he'll still need to bench again as a gadol, because his chiyuv midrabanan cannot be moitzi his chiyuv midaraisa. So according to Laharis Nosson, many poskim, they say that he won't even be able to be yoitz as a gadol, his chiyuv d'oraisa as a gadol. Because it's true that he may still be satisfied because the food is still in his stomach, it hasn't been nisakel, it hasn't been digested, but there may be a severe, but there's no achila. He didn't eat it. happen. I wouldn't have thought so. There has to be an achila. Okay. So, as the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Hei, brings the Prima Gada, and he seems to paskan, like those Acharonim, the Hafla, Chasm Sofer, that as long as a person is Soveya, even if there hasn't been an achila, let's say a person eats bread slowly, not within G'day Achila's pras, or there hasn't been an achila, he's eaten a small amount, let's say he's had a protein bar, an energy bar, it's a small amount, but he feels satisfied, he would be able to bench. Brings in the Sha'arat Zion, the Tzorach Iyun, because according to many Acharonim, not only should there be a Shia Sevir, there should also be an Achila, so therefore maybe it's not so Pashat. So, of course there has to be a Sevir. If a person eats and then he is K.O., he brings it up, in that case there hasn't been a Sevir. But not only does there have to be a Sevir, there should be an Achila also, there has to be a Shia Kazayas, according to many Acharonim, and at least the Mishnah Berurah's Tzorach Iyun, it could be that you need to get to that threshold also, there should be those two elements. Okay. The Medrash says, it's brought in Tosfos, in Ksubos, Kufdala Damad Aleph, talking about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he raised his 10 fingers, and even though he lived an opulent life, he didn't benefit from this world. Tosfos brings, he say in the Medrash, "Ad she'adam mispalish she'achnis Torah l'toich gufoy, yispalish le'konsum ma'adonim l'toich gufoy." That even before a person davens that the Torah should enter into our innards, into our bodies, before a person davens for that, we should also daven that the delicacies, the luxuries that we ingest, shouldn't have an effect and on our bodies, on our neshamas. So what does this mean? So Lahiris and Osun, he explains this with the Arizal. The Arizal says that the food that we eat during the week, anything which is over and above what we need to sustain us, to keep body and soul together, to keep us healthy, those luxuries go to the chitzonim, to the yetzahara. Well, we don't need to eat. However, when it comes to Shabbos, whatever we eat, everything we eat, it is nivla b'me'ov, b'yivorim, it gets absorbed into our limbs, into our body, into our intestines, it becomes kuloi ruchni, it becomes totally spiritual. He says, this is Pshat Machlokas, Hillel and Shammai, that Hillel, whenever he would see something nice during the week, he would buy it and save it for Shabbos. Shammai, he had a different approach. He would buy something on Sunday. If he would find something better the following day, so he would eat what he ate on Sunday and he would keep what he put on Monday. He saved that for Shabbos. And he would go through the week, whatever, whenever he would find something even better, even more superior, he would eat what he had already bought. What's the machloikas? Hillel understood that you want to save the luxuries for Shabbos, because when you eat on Shabbos, it's a different ballgame. It has a totally different effect. It goes totally into your neshama. You don't want to have those luxuries during the week. Shammai understood that as long as you buy it with the intention that you're buying it for Shabbos, then it's got that kedusha, it's got that spiritual quality. Therefore, if you bought it for Shabbos, that's okay. If you find something better, then you can eat what you already bought, because originally you bought it for the sake of Shabbos, then it would still have that special quality, and he would go through the week in that through that pattern. This is Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishle Tzadik, Oichal Asova Ubeten Rishorim Techsa, that the Tzadik eats to be satisfied. Ubeten Rishorim Techsa, but the overindulgence, the luxuries that the Rishoyim eats, it's Techsa, it has a negative, bad effect on our bodies, on our neshamas. I often say, I used to say as a joke, that When you eat on Shabbos, you don't put on calories. So at least I'm half right. It could be you put on physical calories, but at least spiritually, it's a different effect that it has on you, and it only goes straight into your body. It doesn't have any effect towards going towards the Eitz Hara or the Chitzoinim. There is another way how to be Moisiv Kedusha. When a person eats the fruit, the produce, the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael, this is Moisiv Kedusha into our body. The Bach, the famous Bach, explains in Reish Ches, he says, the words from Alamichia, V'noichal Mipiriyav Nisba Mituba, that we should eat from its produce and we'd be satisfied from its goodness. The Kedusha Sa'aretz from Eretz Yisrael, that itself gleans, absorbs its Kedusha from Ha'aretz Ha'Elyona, from Shomayim, that becomes infused and absorbed with the Kedusha of the Shekhinah in Eretz Yisrael. He says, the Torah says, Lois tameh sa'aret sh'atem yoshvim ba sh'ani shoichem b'soicha, kina Hashem shoichem b'soicha b'nei Yisrael. If chas v'shalom, we do averas in Eretz Yisrael, then those averas, they cause a chain effect, a ripple effect. And the tumah that we have created by virtue of our actions becomes saturated and absorbed, infused into the very fiber and fabric of the land. However, when we keep the Torah, then the land becomes a shtik kedusha. The Shekhinah rests, lives in Eretz Yisrael. And when we eat from the Peiros Haaretz, we are eating kedusha. We are ingesting food which has been infused with kedusha. When a person lives in Eretz Yisrael, when one eats b'kedusha, one is mekayim, or the mitzvahs hatalus ba'aretz, truma amaisa, shavirs, as it should be, then the peiros become nourished from the Shekhinah that lives in Eretz Yisrael, and one is being sustained from the kedusha of the Shekhinah. This is Peshat, in the Pasuk at the beginning of the Sedra. If you follow my laws, you are careful in the mitzvahs tlus ba'aretz, the peiros become absorbed with the kedusha of the land. That then everything you eat will be misbarach b'meyav. You'll only need to eat a small amount, yet it will be blessed and will be given that tremendous energy, that infuse, that special charge of Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will invest in the food. It will be Misbarach B'meyav, as it says, V'noichal M'pirav Nisma Mituva. Then even if one eats K'dei Sevir, it will be benched within us, and there will be no harmful side effects. It will not go to the Chitzoinim, to the Koach of the Yetzer Hara. On the contrary, it will be Moisiv Kedusha, as we will be ingesting a Kedusha. With this we can explain another famous Gemara. Darash Rebbe Simloi, Gemara in Soita, Yudalad Amad Aleph. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Repiniman is telling Moshe Rabbeinu Likonis La'aretz. The Gemara asks, V'chilecha M'pirichu Tzarech, did he want to eat from the land, from the fruit of the land? Did he want to sample the delicacies, all the different types of fruit? Did he want to be satisfied from its goodness? Rather, Elkach Amar Moshe, how mitzvahs Tam Yisrael? The Jewish people have been commanded with many mitzvahs. They miskayim in Ela be'Eretz Yisrael. They can only be mekayim them in Eretz Yisrael. I want to go in order that I can be mekayim these mitzvahs. So, what does this double expression mean in this Gemara? Did Moshe Rabbeinu want to eat from the fruits? Did he want to be satisfied from its goodness? What does it mean? So, based on what we've said, is beautiful. Chilecha mipirah hutzarech. That means kipshutoi. Did he want to eat from the delicacies? Did he want to enjoy the gastronomic luxuries of Eretz Yisrael? No. Or maybe not. Maybe there's something more Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enjoy, to partake from the Kedusha that has been infused and absorbed, saturated into the fruits of the land. Maybe that is a virtuous reason, a good, legitimate reason why Moshe Rabbeinu would want to go into Eretz Yisrael. No, the Gemara says no. Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a level of Kedusha, he wasn't missing anything at all. He had reached the highest level of Kedusha. That's why Hashem said, Rav Lach, al toisev l'daveh oy b'adam hazeh. Don't need to speak to me anymore. You don't need to go into Eretz Yisrael to attain ever higher levels of Kedusha. Moshe Rabbeinu, you have everything. Was that the reason why you want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Well, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Eretz Canaan. The Gemara says no. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to go into Eretz Canaan? Because Chacham Levi Yikach Mitzvahs. The highest level is not to go into Eretz Yisrael to eat the fruits because we want to attain the Kedusha. It's not to do mitzvahs because we want to benefit from any side effects, any spiritual effects that may accrue to our account as a result. We want to elevate ourselves. No. We want to do the mitzvahs because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. To be an Eved Hashem, to do the Rotzon HaBorei. And there's no higher reason, no more elevated reason why we want to be Mekayim the mitzvahs other than because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded, and therefore, I want to do the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yerucham, Mashkiach Amir, he asks, why is it necessary to have this bracha at the beginning of the Sedra, that we eat a little bit, and will be satisfied after having only eaten a very small amount? We've been blessed with a shefa of food. Hashem has given us so much. So why do we need this bracha that Rashi is telling us? He says that many people think that satisfaction is dependent on how much you eat. And the more you eat, the more satisfied you'll get. The more full you'll feel. This is not the case, Rabbi Yerucham says. One can eat plenty of food and still feel hungry. Still feel that there's something missing. There's still a hole in his stomach. On the other hand, a person can eat a very small amount. He can be mistapik b'muot. Yet, Hashem gives him bracha. If there's birchas Hashem, then a person will feel that severe, that satisfaction. If there's no birchas Hashem, then you can eat all the food in the world and you won't feel satisfied. The Yismach Moshe explains the words we say in davening on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sabeinu mituvecha, satisfy us from your goodness. In order to have full satisfaction from what we eat, it's not enough just to eat the food and for the palate to benefit from the food. We want to be able to see the food. So you know, a blind person, he can't really get to a state of severe satisfaction. We want our senses, sensually, that we should be able to benefit from the food that we are eating. So he says, even though we believe with all our hearts that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he does in this world, it is for the best. Even as we are living through challenging times. And even when things may appear to be difficult as bad, we know it is always for the best. Nevertheless, we say, Sabeinu mituvecha, satisfy us that we should be able to see, we should visibly be able to behold and experience the goodness, the bracha of Hashem, that even on our madrega, even according to our earthly eyes, we should be able to see, and the bracha of Hashem should be visible to us. that we should see what is good, even according to our understanding of the situation. If there was one tzaddik in our door, in the previous door, who really, I feel, epitomized, who embodied this darga of being satisfied b'mu'ot, it's Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. I was zoche to be with him a couple of times. He was able to subsist on even the smallest amount. Yet, he was satisfied. He lived a very frugal life. He hardly ate anything, but there was always a smile on his face. Tremendous tzaddik. Of course, we're not on his madriga, and when people would go to him, he would tell them that you have to eat in order to have koach, to serve Hashem. But it gives us a glimpse, a musug of what a person can aspire to be, what a person can become. The story is told in the biography that someone once asked Rabbi Aaron Leib about whether he should afflict himself. He should maybe eat less, as Rav Steinman is famous to conduct himself. Deprive myself? Rav Steinman said, I eat finer foods than one of the wealthiest people in Russia. So when Rav Aaron Leib was growing up in Brisk, the children used to speak about the famous millionaire Zev Wisotsky, who owned a massive tea company, a major tea merchant. He was legendary, one of the wealthiest people in Russia. And he was so wealthy, he would eat meat every day of the week, which was a real luxury in those days. Most people didn't even have it on Shabbos. He was so wealthy. But because he ate meat every day of the week, when it came to Shabbos, he wanted a change. So he would eat apple compote. So Rav Steinman said, you know what? I'm even wealthier than he is. I'm even luckier than he is. Look at me. I eat apple compote most evenings. Something even Wisotsky didn't do. And you think I deprive myself? Rav Moshe Shtenbuch, he points out regarding the chef of the brochas in this week's Sedra, that there'll be plenty of food. But it's very interesting that the brochas are not given to us with an ashiris muflegas, with over and above great wealth. Rather, there will be severe, there will be satisfaction. We should have enough to be satisfied, but not more. The question is, why is Hashem limiting the brochas over here? Hashem is kol yachol. He is kuloi toiv. He can give without boundaries. So why not over here? What's more, if you have a look at the brochas in Kisavoi, they are bligvul, without limitations and without boundaries. Hashem will open the treasuries, the storehouses. He will shower rain down on us, the brochas. Ad blidai. What's the difference between the brochas in this week's Sedra and the brochas in Kisavoi? So Rav Moshe quotes Rav Chaim Kinevsky, Havdil Bein Chaim L'Chaim, that the brochas in Kisavoi are for everyone. They're for everyone, the people who keep the Torah. Not just for the Amalek B'Torah, those people who toil in Torah, they're for everyone. If we keep the Torah, we do the right thing, Hashem will give us tremendous brachas with Shefa, as much as we want, over and above, well beyond what we need to be satisfied. For the people who keep the Torah. This week's Sedra, we're talking about the Amalek B'Torah, those people who sit and learn, who come to learn, who attend Shiurim, who are Amalei B'Torah, for them it could be counterproductive. It could be even destructive. It could be harmful and have negative side effects to have way over and above what we need to live. Hashem gives us k'day sevir, to be satisfied without having to worry. But to have that ashiris mufleges, he says, that would not be the best thing. Just end off with a short vort from the Vilna Gaon. We'll end on a positive note another positive note. The Posek says at the end of the Tofasar, V'afkam zois b'yoysam b'eretz oyevehem, lo'y ma'astim lo'y ge'altim l'chaloysam l'hofi b'risi itom, ki ani Hashem elokehem. Yet even then, when they are in the land of their enemies, I will not reject them or spurn them so as to destroy them, annulling my covenant with them, for I am Hashem, their God. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara in Shavuos. There's somebody who says, either hein hein or lav lav has got the status of a Shavuah. If you say lav lav or loy loy, not not, that becomes a Shavuah. That repetition becomes a Shavuah's God. It attains the status of an oath. He explains the Pasuk in Malachi based on this. The Pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem loy shonisi, v'atem b'nei Yaakov loy chilisem. For I am Hashem, I have not changed. Posh Pshat means I have not changed. And you are the children of Yaakov, you have not ceased to be. The Gaon explains the Pasuk slightly differently. Ki ani Hashem loy shonisi. Loy shonisi. I doubled the word loy. Loy shonisi, loy I doubled. Therefore, the Bnei Yaakov loy chilisem, I have not destroyed. Where do we see that loy shonisi? That Hashem doubled the word loy, and therefore he's not going to destroy us. Over here. The af gam zois b'yoysam eretz oyevehem. Loy ma'astim, loy ge'altim. I will not reject them. I will not spurn them. L'chaloysam, to destroy them. It's double. Therefore, v'atem b'nei Yaakov loy chilisem, I'm not going to destroy you. We will always be here. We will always survive. We will always thrive. And he continues the same idea we see with the words of the Navi Yeshaya regarding the Mabul at the time of Noach. The Pasuk says, from Yeshaya, the Haftorah of the Parashas Noach, Ki mei Noach zois li, asher nishbati mi'avo mei Noach oid al ha'aretz, ki nishbati mi'ktsub alayach mi'gobach. I swore I'm not going to bring a Mabul as I did at the time of Noach. So I made a shvur, miktsev alach, I'm not going to be angry with you, I'm not going to chastise you. What's the connection between the two halves of this posuk? The main noyach, and I'm not going to be angry at you and chastise you. What's the Navi referring to? The answer is, in the same vein, that just as with the Mabul, Hashem promised not to bring another Mabul with the double form of the word loy. I'm not going to destroy, cut off all flesh from the world. We've got two lois over there. Hashem's not going to destroy. He's not going to bring another Mabul. So too he has promised, he's not going to be angry with us. Forever angry. He's not going to chastise us. He's not going to destroy us. He's not going to spurn us and reject us, as we have in this week's Sedra. Lo ma'astim lo ge'altim. Hashem will never destroy us. Hashem, not only that, not only will we survive, but Be'ezer Hashem we will thrive. We will come back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. B'mehira b'yameinu, amen. Amen. Amen.
Right, okay. Yeah.